What is the most powerful nature experience you've ever had?
I butchered a caribou at 35 below with Yupik Eskimo wife, Edna. And I remember this moment where she slid open the cavity and the caribou was steaming and the insides were steaming. And my hand was so cold, I could barely hold the knife. It was shaking. And so she took my hands and she guided them into the opening. And when I withdrew them, they were wet with blood, but they were warm again. And I thought, these are my hands, you know. It was a really interesting experience.
Aidan Campbell was just 15 years old when she butchered a caribou at minus 35 degrees. Today she's 17. She's made 3 Alaskan wilderness trips with her father. I'm Anne Strainchamps. It's to the best of our knowledge. And what is it about wilderness that draws some people back again and again to the places that test the limits of their strength and endurance? James and Aidan Campbell are not your typical father and daughter, and they've been places very few people go.
The Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is 20 million acres of raw wilderness. You have the mountains, you have the tundra, you have glacier-fed rivers. It's beautiful, but it's also a very harsh landscape.
How far away were you from other people?
Well, we were about 300 miles northeast of Fairbanks. We were a long, long way away. I think the nearest village is Fort Yukon or Arctic Village, and they were both about 120 miles away. So we were all by our lonesome.
That's a long way to go for groceries.
Yes.
What do you eat?
Well, my favorite is caribou heart, and I think that tastes like the best steak I have ever had. My least favorite was beaver tail, and my dad always says that it tastes like if you fry chicken in a pan. So take that, then take out the chicken, and then that Crisco, eat that. And that's what beaver tail tastes like. Yeah. All the fat and Crisco. Huh.
So we want lean meat down here. Up there, particularly in winter, they want meat just loaded with fat. So they shoot the fattest moose, the fattest caribou.
So what is living in those conditions, what does that change about your sense of your own body?
Well, you certainly feel very, very vulnerable. You know that you're at the mercy of Mother Nature. The cold, the river ice, you fall through the river ice, hypothermia, obviously. Just so many things can go wrong up there, which makes you feel very, very human and very expendable.
I'm just thinking, you're her dad. I mean, a parent's job is to keep their kids safe.
Yeah.
Were you crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I was criticized for putting Aidan at risk, but we prepared long and hard for each trip. And yeah, with Aidan, yeah, my burden of responsibility, you can imagine, was enormously high. And that weighed on me psychologically. But the great thing was these trips were kind of rite of passage trips. And in each trip, I saw her become more comfortable, more self-reliant, more composed, and more confident.
And Aidan, I can imagine that, you know, in these kinds of extreme conditions, your dad's, all his protective instincts would come out and he'd want to be really careful about the risks you took. So yeah. Were there times when you would kind of push back and say, you know, no, I got this, or back off?
There were certainly times where I had to take the lead and I was responsible for both of us, particularly on that last trip when we were in the canoe together and I was in the bow of the boat, which meant that I was the captain. I had to pick my line through the rapids and give instructions to my dad. And so initially I didn't know how to respond to that, and I meekly whispered commands to him, and he couldn't hear me over the roar of the river, and both of us were getting mad and we had many near collisions. And so finally I just said, Daddy, you're going to have to trust me. You're just going to have to let me follow my instincts. And he did. And by the time we got to the Arctic Ocean, I was barking commands at my dad and I was the boss of that canoe.
Aidan, what's the worst thing that happened on that trip, or the the riskiest, most dangerous thing?
I would probably say when we turned the canoe, because it was incredibly cold that day. I was suddenly in the boat by myself. My dad had fallen out. I was still in the canoe, so I was trying to get the boat through the rapids. He was trying to get back to me, and I didn't want it to capsize, of course, because then you lose your stuff, possibly the satellite phone. And then once we finally did get my dad back in the boat, he had hypothermia. And so I could see the progression, which was hard for me because I did not know how to help him. I told my dad, I said, we need to stop. We need to make a fire. We need to get you warm. He said, no, let's go a little bit farther. And in a case, I think, of fate and incredible luck, we actually discovered a native hunting cabin on the Arctic coast. And so we took refuge there. And I think that saved his life.
Wow.
So I have to say, I really love hearing stories like this. I think lots of people do. I don't want to do that. Do you enjoy it afterwards in the telling, or do you actually enjoy it at the time?
There are periods where I was miserable, but there are also periods where I felt the adventure, and there are moments of wonder and joy. You feel alive when you're in the wilderness. And actually, when I came home, I realized that I was no longer content, because compared to Alaska, my life felt monotonous, and I felt like something was missing.
Aiden tells a funny story about my telling her, well, just enjoy the magnificence of this scenery.
Must be something you heard a bunch.
Yes, when I was in the canoe and I was in the bow of the boat, and I was always had my eyes on the rapids coming ahead and the boulder gardens, and I was trying to plan how we would navigate through. And my dad would be sitting in the back of the boat, and he'd have his paddle up on the gunwales. He'd be looking out over the mountains, and he'd say, Aiden, just soak it up. You are in 20 million acres of raw wilderness. You will never see anything like this in your life. I'd say, yeah, Dad, but, you know, watch the right. We're going to have some rapids coming up. Aiden, just relax for a second. Just give it a break. I want you to look around. So it definitely was a role reversal.
You probably felt like, I'm keeping you alive.
Yeah.
And she was.
James and Aiden Campbell. You can read about their adventures in James's book, Braving It, A Father, a Daughter, and an Unforgettable Journey into the Alaskan Wild. You can also follow Aiden on her blog, Gritty Gal.